The Prophecy of Isaiah, Chapter 25, A Canticle of Thanksgiving for God's Judgments and Benefits. O Lord, Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee and give glory to Thy name. For Thou hast done wonderful things, Thy designs of old faithful. Amen. For Thou hast reduced the city to a heap, the strong city to ruin, the house of strangers to be no city, and to be no more built up forever. Therefore shall a strong people praise thee, the city of mighty nations shall fear thee. Because thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the whirlwind, a shadow from the heat. For the blast of the mighty is like a whirlwind beating against a wall. Thou shalt bring down the tumult of strangers as heat and thirst, and as with heat under a burning cloud thou shalt make the branch of the mighty to wither away. And the Lord of hosts shall make unto all people in this mountain a feast of fat things, a feast of wine, of fat things full of marrow, of wine purified from the lees. And he shall destroy in this mountain the face of the bond with which all people were tied, and the web that he began over all nations. He shall cast death down headlong forever, and the Lord God shall wipe away tears from every face, and the reproach of his people he shall take away from off the whole earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And they shall say in that day, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have patiently waited for him, we shall rejoice and be joyful in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord shall rest in this mountain, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, as straw is broken in pieces with the wane. And he shall stretch forth his hands under him, as he that swimmeth stretcheth forth his hands to swim, and he shall bring down his glory with the dashing of his hands, and the bulwarks of thy high walls shall fall, and be brought low, and shall be pulled down to the ground, even to the dust. Chapter 26, A Canticle of Thanks for the Deliverance of God's People. In that day shall this canticle be sung in the land of Judah. Zion, the city of our strength, a Savior, a wall and a bulwark, shall be set therein. Open ye the gates, and let the just nation that keepeth the truth enter in. The old error is passed away. Thou wilt keep peace, peace, because we have hoped in thee. You have hoped in the Lord for evermore, in the Lord God mighty for ever. For he shall bring down them that dwell on high, the high city he shall lay low. He shall bring it down even to the ground, he shall pull it down even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The way of the just is right, the path of the just is right to walk in. And in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, we have patiently waited for thee. Thy name and thy remembrance are the desire of the soul. My soul hath desired thee in the night, yea, and with my spirit within me in the morning early I will watch to thee. When thou shalt do thy judgments on the earth, the inhabitants of the world shall learn justice. Let us have pity on the wicked, but he will not learn justice. In the land of the saints he hath done wicked things, and he shall not see the glory of the Lord. Lord, let thy hand be exalted, and let them not see. Let the envious people see, and be confounded, and let fire devour thy enemies. Lord, thou wilt give us peace, for thou hast wrought all our works for us. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us. Only in thee let us remember thy name. Let not the dead live, let not the giants rise again. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and hast destroyed all their memory. Thou hast been favorable to the nation, O Lord, thou hast been favorable to the nation. Art thou glorified? Thou hast removed all the ends of the earth far off. Lord, they have sought after thee in distress. In the tribulation of murmuring, thy instruction was with them. As a woman with child, when she draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so are we become in thy presence, O Lord. We have conceived, and been as it were in labor, and have brought forth wind. We have not wrought salvation on the earth, therefore the inhabitants of the earth have not fallen. Thy dead men shall live, my slain shall rise again. Awake and give praise, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is the dew of the light, and the land of the giants thou shalt pull down into ruin. Go, my people, enter into thy chambers, shut thy doors upon thee, hide thyself a little for a moment, until the indignation pass away. For behold, the Lord will come out of his place to visit the iniquity of the inhabitant of the earth against him, and the earth shall disclose her blood, and shall cover her slain no more. Chapter 27. The Punishment of the Oppressors of God's People. The Lord's Favor to His Church. In that day the Lord with his hard and great and strong sword shall visit Leviathan, the bar serpent, and Leviathan the crooked serpent, and shall slay the whale that is in the sea. In that day there shall be singing to the vineyard of pure wine. I am the Lord that keep it, I will suddenly give it drink, lest any hurt come to it. I keep it night and day. There is no indignation in me. Who shall make me a thorn and a briar in battle? Shall I march against it? Shall I set it on fire together? Or rather, shall it take hold of my strength? Shall it make peace with me? Shall it make peace with me? When they shall rush in unto Jacob, Israel shall blossom and bud, and they shall fill the face of the world with seed. Hath he struck him according to the stroke of him that struck him? Or is he slain as he killed them that were slain by him? In measure against measure, when it shall be cast off, thou shalt judge it. He hath meditated with his severe spirit in the day of heat. Therefore upon this shall the iniquity of the house of Jacob be forgiven. And this is all the fruit, that the sin thereof should be taken away. When he shall have made all the stones of the altar, as burnt stones broken in pieces, the groves and temples shall not stand. For the strong city shall be desolate, the beautiful city shall be forsaken, and shall be left as a wilderness. There the calf shall feed, and there shall he lie down, and shall consume its branches. Its harvest shall be destroyed with drought. Women shall come and teach it, for it is not a wise people. Therefore he that made it shall not have mercy on it, and he that formed it shall not spare it. And it shall come to pass that in that day the Lord will strike from the channel of the river even to the torrent of Egypt, and you shall be gathered together one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in that day a noise shall be made with a great trumpet, and they that were lost shall come from the land of the Assyrians, and they that were outcasts in the land of Egypt, and they shall adore the Lord in the holy mount in Jerusalem. Chapter 28. The Punishment of the Israelites for their pride, intemperance, and contempt of religion. Christ, the cornerstone. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, and to the fading flower, the glory of his joy, who are on the head of the fat valley, staggering with wine. Behold, the Lord is mighty and strong, as a storm of hail, a destroying whirlwind as the violence of many waters overflowing, and sent forth upon a spacious land. The crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden under feet, and the fading flower, the glory of his joy, who is on the head of the fat valley, shall be as a hasty fruit before the ripeness of autumn, which when he that seeth it shall behold, as soon as he taketh it in his hand, he will eat it up. In that day the Lord of hosts shall be a crown of glory, and a garland of joy to the residue of his people, and a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and strength to them that return out of the battle to the gate. But these also have been ignorant through wine, and through drunkenness have erred. The priest and the prophet have been ignorant through drunkenness. They are swallowed up with wine. They have gone astray in drunkenness. They have not known him that seeth. They have been ignorant of judgment. For all tables were full of vomit and filth, so that there was no more place. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand the hearing? Them that are weaned from the milk, that are drawn away from the breasts. For command, command again, command, command again, expect, expect again, expect, expect again, a little there. For with the speech of lips and with another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, This is my rest, refresh the weary, and this is my refreshing, and they would not hear. And the word of the Lord shall be to them, Command, command again, command, command again, expect, expect again, expect, expect again, a little there, a little there, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men who rule over my people that is in Jerusalem. For you have said, we have entered into a league with death, and we have made a covenant with hell. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come upon us. For we have placed our hope in lies, and by falsehood we are protected. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lay a stone in the foundations of Sion, a tried stone, a cornerstone, a precious stone founded in the foundation. He that believeth, let him not hasten. And I will set judgment in wait, and justice in measure. And hail shall overturn the hope of falsehood, and waters shall overflow its protection. And your league with death shall be abolished, and your covenant with hell shall not stand. And the overflowing scourge shall pass, you shall be trodden down by it. Whensoever it shall pass through, it shall take you away, because in the morning early it shall pass through, in the day and in the night, and vexation alone shall make you understand what you hear. For the bed is straitened so that one must fall out, and a short covering cannot cover both. For the Lord shall stand up as in the mountain of divisions. He shall be angry as in the valley which is in Gabaon, that he may do his work, his strange work, that he may perform his work is strange to him. And now, do not mock, lest your bonds be tied straight. For I have heard of the Lord the God of hosts, a consumption and a cutting short upon all the earth. Give ear and hear my voice, hearken and hear my speech. Shall the plowman plow all the day to sow? Shall he open and harrow his ground? Will he not, when he hath made plain the surface thereof, sow gift, and scatter cumin, and put wheat in order, and barley and millet and vetches in their bounds? For he will instruct him in judgment, his God will teach him. For Gith shall not be thrashed with saws, neither shall the cartwheel turn about upon cumin, but Gith shall be beaten out with a rod, and cumin with a staff. But breadcorn shall be broken small, but the thrasher shall not thrash it forever, neither shall the cartwheel hurt it, nor break it with its teeth. This also is come forth from the Lord God of hosts, to make his counsel wonderful and magnify justice. Chapter 29. God's heavy judgments upon Jerusalem for their blind obstinacy, with a prophecy of the conversion of the Gentiles. Woe to Ariel, the city which David took. Year is added to year. The solemnities are at an end. And I will make a trench about Ariel, and it shall be in sorrow and mourning, and it shall be to me as Ariel. And I will make a circle round about thee, and will cast up a rampart against thee, and raise up bulwarks to besiege thee. Thou shalt be brought down, thou shalt speak out of the earth, and thy speech shall be heard out of the ground, and thy voice shall be from the earth like that of the python. And out of the ground thy speech shall mutter. And the multitude of them that fan thee shall be like small dust, and as ashes passing away the multitude of them that have prevailed against thee. And it shall be at an instant suddenly. A visitation shall come from the Lord of hosts in thunder, and with earthquake, and with a great noise of whirlwind and tempest, and with the flame of devouring fire, and the multitude of all nations that have fought against Ariel shall be as the dream of a vision by night, and all that have fought and besieged and prevailed against it. And as he that is hungry dreameth and eateth, but when he is awake his soul is empty, and as he that is thirsty dreameth and drinketh, and after he is awake is yet faint with thirst, and his soul is empty, so shall be the multitude of all the Gentiles that have fought against Mount Zion. Be astonished and wonder, waver and stagger, be drunk and not with wine, stagger and not with drunkenness. For the Lord hath mingled for you the spirit of a deep sleep. He will shut up your eyes, he will cover your prophets and princes that see visions. And the vision of all shall be unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which when they shall deliver to one that is learned, they shall say, Read this. And he shall answer, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book shall be given to one that knoweth no letters, and it shall be said to him, Read. And he shall answer, I know no letters. And the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips glorify me, but their heart is far from me, and they have feared me with the commandment and doctrines of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to cause an admiration in this people by a great and wonderful miracle. For wisdom shall perish from their wise men, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe to you that are deep of heart, to hide your counsel from the Lord. And their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? This thought of yours is perverse, as if the clay should think against the potter, and the work should say to the maker thereof, Thou madest me not, or the thing framed should say to him that fashioned it, Thou understandest not. Is it not yet a very little while, and Libanus shall be turned into Charmel, and Charmel shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and out of darkness and obscurity the eyes of the blind shall see. And the meek shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For he that did prevail hath failed, the scorner is consumed, and they are all cut off that watched for iniquity. That made men sin by word, and supplanted him that reproved them in the gate, and declined in vain from the just. Therefore thus saith the Lord to the house of Jacob, He that redeemed Abraham, Jacob shall not now be confounded, neither shall his countenance now be ashamed. But when he shall see his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him sanctifying my name, and they shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall glorify the God of Israel, and they that erred in spirit shall know understanding, and they that murmured shall learn the law. Chapter 30. The people are blamed for their confidence in Egypt, God's mercies towards his church, the punishment of sinners. Woe to you, apostate children, saith the Lord, that you would take counsel and not of me, and would begin a web and not by my spirit, that you might add sin upon sin. Who walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, hoping for help in the strength of Pharaoh, and trusting in the shadow of Egypt? And the strength of Pharaoh shall be to your confusion, and the confidence of the shadow of Egypt to your shame. For thy princes were in Tanis, and thy messengers came even to Hanes. They were all confounded at a people that could not profit them. They were no help, nor to any profit, but to confusion and to reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south, and a land of trouble and distress, from whence come the lioness, and the lion, the viper, and the flying basilisk. They carry their riches upon the shoulders of beasts, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not be able to profit them. For Egypt shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. It is pride only. Sit still. Now therefore go in and write for them upon box, and note it diligently in a book, and it shall be in the latter days for a testimony forever. For it is a people that provoketh to wrath, and lying children, children that will not hear the law of God, who say to the seers, See not, and to them that behold, Behold not for us those things that are right. Speak unto us pleasant things, see errors for us. Take away from me the way, turn away the path from me. Let the Holy One of Israel cease from before us. Therefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, Because you have rejected this word, and have trusted in oppression and tumult, and have leaned upon it, therefore shall this iniquity be to you as a breach that falleth, and is found wanting in a high wall, for the destruction thereof shall come on a sudden, when it is not looked for. And it shall be broken small, as the potter's vessel is broken all to pieces, with mighty breaking. And there shall not a sherd be found of the pieces thereof, wherein a little fire may be carried from the hearth, or a little water be drawn out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, If you return and be quiet, you shall be saved. In silence and in hope shall your strength be. And you would not, but have said, No, but we will flee to horses, therefore shall you flee, and we will mount upon swift ones, therefore shall they be swifter that shall pursue after you. 1,000 men shall flee for fear of one, and for fear of five shall you flee, till you be left as the mast of a ship on the top of a mountain, and as an ensign upon a hill. Therefore the Lord waiteth that he may have mercy on you, and therefore shall he be exalted, sparing you, because the Lord is the God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people of Zion shall dwell in Jerusalem. Weeping thou shalt not weep. He will surely have pity on thee. At the voice of thy cry, as soon as he shall hear, he will answer thee. And the Lord will give you spare bread and short water, and will not cause thy teacher to flee away from thee any more. And thy eyes shall see thy teacher, and thy ears shall hear the word of one admonishing thee behind thy back. This is the way, walk ye in it, and go not aside, neither to the right hand, nor to the left. And thou shalt defile the plates of thy graven things of silver, and the garment of thy molten things of gold, and shalt cast them away as the uncleanness of a menstruous woman. Thou shalt say to it, Get thee hence. And rain shall be given to thy seed, wheresoever thou shalt sow in the land, and the bread of the corn of the land shall be most plentiful and fat. The lamb in that day shall feed at large in thy possession, and thy oxen and the ass colts that till the ground shall eat mingled provender as it was winnowed in the floor. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every elevated hill rivers of running waters in the day of the slaughter of many, when the tower shall fall. And the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day when the Lord shall bind up the wound of his people, and shall heal the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from afar. His wrath burneth, and is heavy to bear. His lips are filled with indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. His breath as a torrent overflowing even to the midst of the neck, to destroy the nations unto nothing, and the bridle of error that was in the jaws of the people. You shall have a song as in the night of the sanctified solemnity, and joy of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall make the glory of his voice to be heard, and shall show the terror of his arm in the threatening of wrath and the flame of devouring fire. He shall crush to pieces with whirlwind and hailstones. For at the voice of the Lord the Assyrian shall fear being struck with a rod, and the passage of the rod shall be strongly grounded, which the Lord shall make to rest upon him with timbrels and harps, and in great battles he shall overthrow them. For Topheth is prepared from yesterday, prepared by the king, deep and wide. The nourishment thereof is fire and much wood, the breath of the Lord as a torrent of brimstone kindling it. Chapter 31. The folly of trusting to Egypt and forgetting God. He will fight for his people against the Assyrians. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, trusting in horses, and putting their confidence in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong, and have not trusted in the Holy One of Israel, and have not sought after the Lord. But he that is the wise one hath brought evil, and hath not removed his words, and he will rise up against the house of the wicked, and against the aid of them that work iniquity. Egypt is man and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. And the Lord shall put down his hand, and the helper shall fall, and he that is helped shall fall, and they shall all be confounded together. For thus saith the Lord to me, Like as the lion roareth, and the lion's whelp upon his prey, and when a multitude of shepherds shall come against him, he will not fear of thy voice, nor be afraid of their multitude. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight upon Mount Zion, and upon the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts protect Jerusalem, protecting and delivering, passing over and saving. Return as you had deeply revolted, O children of Israel. For in that day a man shall cast away his idols of silver, and his idols of gold, which your hands have made for you to sin. And the Assyrian shall fall by the sword, not of a man, and the sword not of a man shall devour him, and he shall flee not at the face of the sword, and his young men shall be tributaries, and his strength shall pass away with dread, and his princes fleeing shall be afraid. The Lord hath said it, whose fire is in Sion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. Chapter 32. The blessings of the reign of Christ, the desolation of the Jews, and prosperity of the church of Christ. Behold, a king shall reign in justice, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as when one is hid from the wind, and hideth himself from a storm, as rivers of water in drought, and the shadow of a rock that standeth out in a desert land. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken diligently. And the heart of fools shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of stammerers shall speak readily and plain. The fool shall no more be called prince, neither shall the deceitful be called great. For the fool will speak foolish things, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy, and speak to the Lord deceitfully, and to make empty the soul of the hungry, and take away drink from the thirsty. The vessels of the deceitful are most wicked, for he hath framed devices to destroy the meek with lying words, when the poor man speaketh judgment. But the prince will devise such things as are worthy of a prince, and he shall stand above the rulers. Rise up, ye rich women, and hear my voice. Ye confident daughters, give ear to my speech. For after days and a year, you that are confident shall be troubled. For the vintage is at an end, the gathering shall come no more. Be astonished, ye rich women. Be troubled, ye confident ones. Strip you, and be confounded. Gird your loins. Mourn for your breasts, for the delightful country, for the fruitful vineyard. Upon the land of my people shall thorns and briars come up. How much more upon all the houses of joy of the city that rejoiced? For the house is forsaken, the multitude of the city is left, darkness and obscurity are come upon its dens forever, a joy of wild asses, the pastures of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the desert shall be as a charmel, and charmel shall be counted for a forest, and judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and justice shall sit in charmel. And the work of justice shall be peace, and the service of justice quietness and security forever. And my people shall sit in the beauty of peace, and in the tabernacles of confidence, and in wealthy rest. But hail shall be in the descent of the forest, and the city shall be made very low. Blessed are ye that sow upon all waters, sending thither the foot of the ox and the ass. Chapter 33. God's revenge against the enemies of his church. The happiness of the heavenly Jerusalem. Woe to thee that spoilest! Shalt not thou thyself also be spoiled? And thou that despisest, shalt not thyself also be despised? When thou shalt have made an end of spoiling, thou shalt be spoiled. When, being weary, thou shalt cease to despise, thou shalt be despised. O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have waited for thee. Be thou our arm in the morning, at our salvation in the time of trouble. At the voice of the angel the people fled, and at the lifting up thyself the nations are scattered. And your spoils shall be gathered together, as the locusts are gathered, as when the ditches are full of them. The Lord is magnified, for he hath dwelt on high. He hath filled Sion with judgment and justice. And there shall be faith in thy times, riches of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Behold, they that see shall cry without. The angels of peace shall weep bitterly. The ways are made desolate. No one passeth by the road. The covenant is made void. He hath rejected the cities. He hath not regarded the men. The land hath mourned and languished. Libanus is confounded and become foul. And Saron is become as a desert. And Basan and Carmel are shaken. Now will I rise up, saith the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself. You shall conceive heat. You shall bring forth stubble. Your breath as fire shall devour you. And the people shall be as ashes after a fire. As a bundle of thorns they shall be burnt with fire. Hear, you that are far off, what I have done, and you that are near know my strength. The sinners in Sion are afraid. Trembling hath seized upon the hypocrites. Which of you can dwell with devouring fire? Which of you shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh in justices, and speaketh truth, that casteth away avarice by oppression, and shaketh his hands from all bribes, that stoppeth his ears lest he hear blood, and shutteth his eyes that he may see no evil. He shall dwell on high. The fortifications of rocks shall be his highness. Bread is given him, his waters are sure. His eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall see the land far off. Thy heart shall meditate fear. Where is the learned? Where is he that pondereth the words of the law? Where is the teacher of little ones? The shameless people thou shalt not see, the people of profound speech, so that thou canst not understand the eloquence of his tongue, in whom there is no wisdom. Look upon Sion, the city of our solemnity. Thy eyes shall see Jerusalem, a rich habitation, a tabernacle that cannot be removed. Neither shall the nails thereof be taken away forever, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. Because only there our Lord is magnificent, a place of rivers, very broad and spacious streams. No ship with oars shall pass by it, neither shall the great galley pass through it. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed, and they shall be of no strength. Thy mast shall be in such condition that thou shalt not be able to spread the flag. Then shall the spoils of much prey be divided. The lame shall take the spoil. Neither shall he that is near say, I am feeble. The people that dwell therein shall have their iniquity taken away from them. Chapter 34. The General Judgment of the Wicked. Come near, ye Gentiles, and hear and hearken, ye people, that the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and everything that cometh forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath killed them, and delivered them to slaughter. Their slain shall be cast forth, and out of their carcasses shall rise a stink. The mountains shall be melted with their blood, and all the host of the heaven shall pine away, and the heaven shall be folded together as a book, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth from the vine and from the fig tree. For my sword is inebriated in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea, and upon the people of my slaughter under judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made thick with the blood of lambs and buck goats, with the blood of rams full of marrow. For there is a victim of the Lord in Bosra, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And the unicorn shall go down with them, and the bulls with the mighty. Their land shall be soaked with blood, and their ground with the fat of fat ones. For it is the day of the vengeance of the Lord, the year of recompenses, of the judgment of Sion. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the ground thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. Night and day it shall not be quenched. The smoke thereof shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. The bittern and erysius shall possess it, and the ibis and the raven shall dwell in it, and a line shall be stretched out upon it to bring it to nothing, and a plummet and desolation. The nobles thereof shall not be there. They shall call rather upon the king, and all the princes thereof shall be nothing. And thorns and nettles shall grow up in its houses, and the thistle in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be the habitation of dragons, and the pasture of ostriches. And demons and monsters shall meet, and the hairy ones shall cry out one to another. There hath the Lamia lain down, and found rest for herself. There hath the Erysius had its hole, and brought up its young ones, and hath dug round about, and cherished them in the shadow thereof. Thither are the kites gathered together one to another. Search ye diligently in the book of the Lord, and read. Not one of them was wanting. One hath not sought for the other. For that which proceedeth out of my mouth, he hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. And he hath cast the lot for them, and his hand hath divided it to them by line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation they shall dwell therein. Chapter 35. The joyful flourishing of Christ's kingdom. In his church shall be a holy and secure way. The land that was desolate and impassable shall be glad, and the wilderness shall rejoice, and shall flourish like the lily. It shall bud forth and blossom, and shall rejoice with joy and praise. The glory of Libanus is given to it. The beauty of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord and the beauty of our God. Strengthen ye the feeble hands and confirm the weak knees. Say to the faint-hearted, take courage and fear not. Behold, your God will bring the revenge of recompense. God himself will come and will save you. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall be free. For waters are broken out in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. And that which was dry land shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the dens where dragons dwelt before shall rise up the verdure of the reed and the bulrush. And a path and a way shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, and this shall be unto you a straight way, so that fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor shall any mischievous beast go up by it, nor be found there, but they shall walk there that shall be delivered. And the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and shall come into Zion with praise, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Chapter 36. Sennacherib invades Judah. His blasphemies. And it came to pass in the 14th year of King Ezekiah that Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, came up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And the king of the Assyrians sent Rabsaces from Lachish to Jerusalem to King Ezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the way of the fuller's field. And there went out to him Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was over the house, and Sobna the scribe, and Joahi, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And Rabsaces said to them, tell Ezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of the Assyrians, what is this confidence wherein thou trustest? Or with what counsel or strength dost thou prepare for war? On whom dost thou trust that thou art revolted from me? Lo, thou trustest upon this broken staff of a reed, upon Egypt, upon which, if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all that trust in him. But if thou wilt answer me, we trust in the Lord our God. Is it not he whose high places and altars Ezekiah hath taken away, and hath said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar? And now deliver thyself up to my lord the king of the Assyrians, and I will give thee 2,000 horses, and thou wilt not be able on thy part to find riders for them. And how wilt thou stand against the face of the judge of one place, or the least of my master's servants? But if thou trust in Egypt, in chariots and in horsemen, and am I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. And Eliakim and Sobna and Joahi said to Rabsaces, speak to thy servants in the Syrian tongue, for we understand it. Speak not to us in the Jews' language in the hearing of the people that are upon the wall. And Rabsaces said to them, hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee, to speak all these words, and not rather to the men that sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung and drink their urine with you? Then Rabsaces stood and cried out with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, hear the words of the great king, the king of the Assyrians. Thus saith the Lord, let not Ezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. And let not Ezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be given into the hands of the king of the Assyrians. Do not hearken to Ezekiah, for thus said the king of the Assyrians, do with me that which is for your advantage, and come out to me, and eat ye every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the water of his cistern, till I come and take you away to a land like to your own, a land of corn and of wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Neither let Ezekiah trouble you, saying, the Lord will deliver us. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered their land out of the hand of the king of the Assyrians? Where is the god of Emath and of Arphad? Where is the god of Sepharvaim? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who is there among all the gods of these lands that hath delivered his country out of my hand, that the Lord may deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? And they held their peace, and answered him not a word. For the king had commanded, saying, Answer him not. And Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the house, and Sobno the scribe, and Joiah the son of Asaph the recorder, went into Hezekiah with their garments rent, and told him the words of Rabsaces. End of side one.